As we have seen, obesity is typically framed as a disease that is brought on by bad individual choices. But what about when obesity is understood as a disease caused by a biological or genetic factors beyond individual control? Those who are actively seeking to lose weight may feel discouraged by a biological genetics frame, whereas those who have lost a considerable amount of weight and have kept it off, and consider this to be their proudest accomplishment, may feel that a biology frame minimizes this achievement. However, one might expect a biology frame to lessen the blame heaped on fat people for being fat. Indeed, medical sociologists have long argued that treating a condition as a disease removes the blame associated with it, precisely because people tend to think of diseases as caused by factors outside of personal control. Although we have already seen that this does not hold true for the case of obesity. A commonly cited example is that of alcoholism. Whereas we used to talk disparagingly about drunks, we now speak compassionately about the challenges of being someone with a genetic propensity to alcoholism, or so this argument goes. Citing this research tradition, U.S. sociologist Jeffrey Sobol has argued that, in medicalizing fatness, the earlier moral connotation and emphasis on personal blame were supplanted by a scientifically neutral portrayal as a condition of illness.